The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states. Washington.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, and it is the 17th day of June, 2011. And I've got Deanna Spingola on with us today. Give you an example, Deanna, of some of the stuff that I get here at the network. Talawi and his poisonous views from Yoda. Comments. Talawi and Talawi's karma is what is chasing all your host away. Just watch. I'm old and I know about these things.
What is that supposed to mean? He has some very good programs.
Yes, he does. And he's got a different perspective on things, and he covers the Middle East not from the neocon perspective. And as we all know what the power base here in this country is, they slather it up with Jesus. They're doing God's bidding, and all of a sudden it's okay. And I think he's in reference here to Pastor Manning, because Manning's position on the Judeo-Christian thing. That was my real argument with Pastor Manning. And even today, I get an email from the pastor. I'll have to pull the doggone thing up here, because it was really strange to see this. Here it is. See what happens when you diss Israel. And comments, we still love you, John. Hang in there, bro. Now,
what is that?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know. Deanna, I must be wired a different way than most people, because most people would have committed suicide or jumped off a damn cliff by now. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'm telling you, things are getting really weird. People are cleaving to what they thought they understood as being real. When their reality is being ripped from them, they have a tendency to cleave what they believe to be true and correct, even harder than before. You right. cannot take my truth, by God. I'll drive you into the ground before you do that.
Right. I got an email today that was very interesting. And I read it. It was the last email that I read. And I did it because, he had a point. But let me read it to you.
Go ahead.
He says, stop lying about Americans setting the oil fires and stop whining and crying about our enemies. You are worse than Tokyo Rose. I'm never going to listen to you again. You are a disgrace.
Yeah.
This man is so absolutely sure of what he knows. He is so dedicated to the troops who are committing mass murder in Iraq and Afghanistan that he is just not willing to let go of those beliefs. And when you really get right down to it, if you really understand, morally speaking, the government does not have the ethical right to compel a group of individuals to do something that would be illegal for just one individual to do. In other words, while we individually have the right to defend our life and property, we as individuals do not have the right to go next door and kill our neighbor. Yet the government sanctions mass murder in the name of the state for the profit of a minority of bankers and corporations. Likewise, I do not have the right to perform an abortion on my neighbor, even if I had the skills and wanted to. Yet a stacked court made it legal for doctors to do that.
Hang on one second. I've got different bumper music than you. You've done 3 hours. Can you go one more?
Sure.
Ah, that's my girl. All right, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443. We shall be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
During the break, I was reading a Joel Skousen World Affairs Brief paper. And on the issue here of being in Libya, well, the 90-day statutory limitation evidently was up today. Now, Representatives Kucinich, Walter Jones, Republican out of North Carolina, another Republican, Howard Cobble out of North Carolina, John Duncan, Republican out of Tennessee, Roscoe Bartlett, Republican out of Maryland, they're filing suit against the White House and the Obama administration for overstepping its constitutional authority by authorizing the use of military force abroad without first receiving approval from Congress. The U.S. forces have been involved in the campaign against the Libyan leader for 88 days now. Well, as of today, it's over 90. And the coming view out of the White House is that the War Powers Act does not apply to them because the events are limited and don't rise to the level of hostility. Holy mackerel. Deanna, dropping bombs on people and flipping a country's government, that's not war?
Well, they can call it something else, and they've been able to do that. I mean, they really haven't gotten the approval of Congress since Korean War? World War II, I believe, is the last time they actually got the approval of Congress. They've been doing this stuff The CIA has been waging war in third world countries since 1947, for Pete's sake. And now they're all of a sudden coming forward and saying, oh, the president doesn't have any right. Well, this is what the government has been doing basically since Lincoln's war. You've had one war after another.
Yeah. Willis in Idaho. Hello, Willis.
Hi, you guys. Am I on there?
Yep.
Okay, say several things. John, can we still get that Jim Mars book that he came on the other show or came on the other day and was talking about? Can we get that through you?
Yeah, The Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good deal. I'm going to send you in some money and a little extra and get that book. Deanna, I really, really appreciate your show as well. I love the controversy. So I know you get uncomfortable. I can hear that, and you're like, stop. But it's
what controversy?
Awesome. What's that?
What controversy?
That's the second time I've heard that today, Willis.
Yes, I want to know what controversy.
Oh, you bring on some good guests, and they have controversial views, and then you let people come on, and you let them hash it out. Sometimes it's awesome. That's good radio.
Yeah.
And I also like when you guys were talking a little bit about those, the crank callers or whatever. Carlisle is the one that I remember him going by.
Yeah, his latest incarnation is Russ.
Yeah. And well, Deanna,
that's his real name. Today he was Ian when he called in.
Well, and I've got his home phone number. Would you like it?
But you recognize
really?
Him. You recognize him when he comes on.
Yeah.
And you let him say what he's going to say. That allows us to figure out his angle. And it allows us to get an idea of his agenda. And so I like it when you let him talk a little bit.
I don't because he's a complete waste of time. It may strengthen the views, or it might be a good exercise in overcoming these objections and proving the guy to be an idiot. I don't know what the guy stands for. I don't know who he's working for. I don't know what he thinks he's doing. But this is valuable airtime. And for somebody to get up there and just stir the pot just for the sake of stirring the pot, I got an email from Russ, and he claims that he did not send this. When I was talking about Jane Lesko's husband committing suicide 30 days ago, I get this email. I called my psychiatrist to report that I just swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He advised me to have a few drinks and get some rest. Now, you know, if somebody is going to try to tell me, Willis, that something like this is constructive, I have a little differing view.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't take a lot of time with him. I let him hang himself. Now, I stopped receiving email from Russ several months ago. I blocked him. Because one day he sent me 17 emails. He is harassing. He's a very strange individual.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, he's going to hang himself.
Well, and we might be giving him his 15 minutes of fame here, so we may be doing exactly what the guy was seeking. He spends a lot of time doing what he does. I just want to know who he works for. Is it SPLC, the ADL? You know, years ago, the Militia Watchdog, I don't know if you remember that website, Deanna, but it was somebody that had infiltrated the groups in Michigan. And I tracked this guy down. And at the time, he was working out of offices at Ohio State University. Well, he was, in fact, working for the ADL. And I found this out. And I confronted him with it one day. Just punch in Militia Watchdog, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Oh, we couldn't take a breath without this guy's observance. It was really rather fascinating. And they have their people out there in the field. I mean, these people, they're there to disrupt.
And that's what he's doing.
That's exactly what he's doing. So whether he works for him or he's getting a paycheck or he's doing it for free, he's still an idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One more thing. You had a guy on there from Dave's Web. He did that Inside the LC.
Right,
Deanna.
Right. Wasn't that amazing?
It was fantastic. I went over there. I read that. I haven't enjoyed reading a thing like that in 20 years. I don't send emails. I'm not any kind of a fan or a joiner. But that was unbelievable. It was fantastic stuff. I hope you will have him back. I heard the excitement in your voice. I was very glad to hear that from you. But I've been looking at this Crowley sex magic and music in the music industry for a long time. And I don't know if you've seen it, but Bob Dylan apparently is on the YouTube now admitting that he sold his soul and telling how he did it.
Exactly. I heard about that on Wednesday when I went to lunch with friends. But yes, when you think about what he said, what Dave McGowan said on the radio program, you think, oh my goodness, of course. Now it all makes sense.
And
perfect sense.
Absolutely. And when you read his that just the inside the LC, it is just unbelievable how deep this thing goes. I sure hope you get him back.
He's already scheduled to come back, and it's amazing that all of these so-called music artists were related, had close family members to military intelligence.
Yep, and then they have that military compound right there in the Laurel Canyon.
Exactly. Oh, it's amazing. He just reveals so many interesting things.
Keep up the good work, you guys. I love you.
Thank you, Willis. Appreciate your call. Rob sent me an email about losing friends who can't give up on their beliefs. He says, hi, John. I've lost friends, two very recently, who are hardcore conservatives who won't let go of their old beliefs. I've sent them tons of evidence for every point I've made and hope they'd see that the old right versus left, Dem versus Rep, paradigm is an illusion. Now, these long-term friends don't return emails or phone calls. They just can't let go of their old belief system, even if this will endanger themselves and ruin the country. When I heard your show today, I could definitely relate to what you said on this very topic. Thank you. Man, things are getting weird. Deanna, I don't know how much longer. My personal view on the globalists pulling the plug on America, because we know and understand the stranglehold they have on this country by way of the Fed and the way they have bought their way into this country, set up the companies and the corporations to manage their message, and I'm talking about mainstream media. We are going to be set for some very dark days ahead. And I do not know if people really understand this. You know, being an American 234 years, the Great Republic, and hell, nothing. We've endured wars, and we've always survived, and we're Americans, and you know, we have this illusion of somehow that we're elevated above the earth and living in the clouds someplace.
Right.
You know, and
they have indoctrinated us to feel that we are special and that these things, that what we do in the world is fine and that we're doing all of these wonderful good things. But we have got to examine what we've been doing and examine our moral values. And we say, many people say, oh, yes, this is a Christian country. Well, I hardly doubt that. I mean, seriously, it seems that Christians are the only people that don't seem to realize that Christ was nonviolent and was a pacifist and did not acquiesce to the mass slaughter of strangers. And when we do that, we abandon every shred of Christianity.
And more importantly, the precepts and the concepts that are adopted into our culture and society, which many people, through their liberation, you know, Go Burn a Bra, the women's movement. I mean, I could go down the list, but I'm going to spare you people because you know it. But, gosh, the disintegration of a culture and a society, when we're just starting to figure out who and what we are, we've morphed into something else.
Certainly. Well, you brought up the women's movement. That was an orchestrated operation. It was a CIA operation, which was managed by Gloria Steinem and her buddies. And that was all to lead to the abortion issue in 1973 after they had stacked the Supreme Court. And it was basically Republican presidents that stacked the court so that they would make the decision that they made.
All right, we'll take this break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443, those in queue. We'll get to your calls right away.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Here's another email. This one's from Hungary, Deanna. Listening to you and Deanna tonight. Tonight here in Hungary, he says. 17 June, thank you so much for having Deanna on. She's the greatest, one of the best talk show hosts I've ever heard, with warmth, depth, and intellect. If she sheds a tear or two on air, we feel it right along with her, and bless her for it. I hope you pass this on to her.
That is really nice. I have an email, too, from Ed. He said, I hope your observations on the communizing of the U.S. become widely accepted. You and Statmiller are doing great today. Thanks.
We have positive emails. Maybe I should do this because people, they find it easier if they're online listening to the program or whatever. They just bang out a message. I would not have my email open. And I wouldn't, people would send me stuff and information that I could have used during the course of the show. I'm just old school, I guess. You know, I've got to have the paper in front of me. But I think from now on, what I'm going to do is probably, this would be more manageable to do another email address and use that specifically for the show, because I feel that I'm missing something by not taking the emails.
Right, because a lot of people feel very reluctant to get on and talk. They're afraid they're going to, you know, not say the right thing, or they get nervous. But if they can just jot an email, it's just an easy way to participate.
Lee in Georgia. Hello, Lee.
Hey, John, how you doing? And good afternoon to you as well, Ms. Spangola.
Thank you. How are you?
Shut down that noisemaker. I'm not doing too bad. Listening to you guys up until 7 o'clock when I go out and saddle up my horse and go for a ride. Do that every morning, every evening. I love it. Yeah, you were talking about, you know, these, I guess, agent provocateur, whatever you want to call them. And it's funny you got to talking about Russ. And I remember, I think it was last week, Ms. Spangola, if you remember, he called in. I think he was this really terrible Mexican accent, calling himself Carlos or something like that.
Or Richard
and
or somebody,
called about,
yeah.
It was great. This sounds like Russ. And he just dumbfounded it, like he lost his voice all of a sudden. And but what got me thinking was when you, John, had mentioned the email about Dr. Talawi.
Yeah.
And then brought Pastor Manning in, and I got to thinking, now here are two very, very different viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Where Dr. Talawi, you know, he's like, where is he from again? He's looking at it from a true native perspective, knowing the history of his people, knowing the history of the Middle East,
yeah.
And he gives a very fresh, fresh viewpoint that you don't find anywhere. I haven't found anywhere else. But, you know, when you talk about Pastor Manning, and I've been called an agent provocateur on here on RBN once before because I had called in and said I had wished that there was a little bit less, you know, preaching from the pulpit and a little more focusing on the real issue. And, you know, but with people like Dr. Manning and that email that you talked about, this is what happens when you diss Israel. I mean, here's a guy who has the nerve to say that the Palestinians should just pack up and leave Palestine,
yeah,
and let Israel have it.
Yeah, and again, this is coming from this Judeo-Christian, really confused concept of what Christianity is supposed to be in this country. And who sold us this falsehood? You know, I mean, just think about it. Whose purpose does it serve?
Sure it's not the Arabs.
Yeah, I don't think so. They're still over there. They're still over there ducking a fresh new bomb load as we speak.
Right. And, you know, it's because of this that I stopped listening to him. I mean, I just got to where I couldn't handle this. And I think that was one of the reasons why you had gotten some of the complaints that you had gotten on him was because of
that was
type
the
of
that
rhetoric.
That was the only complaints I ever got with him was this fascination, and I even asked of Tex Mars when I had him on if he wouldn't mind calling Pastor Manning and talking to him, and he said no, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's not going to happen. But you know. That's yesterday, and Monday is going to be a brand-new program in that slot, so I think you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
Carolyn's great.
I would just hope, you know, Pastor Manning would maybe check out, you know, his work and also, like, some of not just Tex Mars, but also Ted Pike's work on.
Yeah.
He's got some excellent, excellent work out there.
Yeah.
Wait, Ms. Spangola, I really don't get to listen to your show live, but I... as much as I like to, but thank God for that one fella earlier about the timing issue. Those archives, man, that's the way to go. And so I listen to you in the evening most of the time.
Yeah, it is a convenience.
Oh, hey, man, tell me about it. It really is.
Lee, thanks for your call. I got calls piling up here.
Y'all have a wonderful evening.
Okay. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pleasure and an honor to talk to both of y'all. There are other alternative / Patriot networks out there that do have some good shows, but nobody, I don't think, comes close to RBN. There's no fat, there's no fluff, and the lady guest there has a great show herself. Everybody that you have on your network is striving toward the goal of education and finding solutions, and I congratulate you, John, for putting this all together.
Well, and we're trying to keep it together.
Yeah, and the fact that you're getting what looks like trolls. Can I hang on?
Yeah, please. Hang on during the break. 800-313-9443. This is an interesting program. I'm glad Deanna was able to join us today. We shall be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, like I said before, the fact that you're getting trolls shows that you're over the target, and you're doing some good and having doing a lot of good and having some effect. But the main reason I called is I want to bring up a topic that maybe you've covered before, and I hope I'm not being redundant, but I think it's important, and I want to get your input on it, and afterwards, maybe if we have time, mine. But first of all, I'd like to maybe paint a scenario and the possibility. But the topic is Operation Gunrunner in Mexico, where the ATF, according to this one article from the Arizona Star, the ATF allowed straw man purchasers to allow 1,700 guns to walk to Mexico, and they recovered 195 of the weapons that were used in crime. Now, this is the tip of the doggone iceberg, and here's the scenario that I want to point out before I get your opinion on it and why you think they allowed this to happen. You know how ruthless and evil these drug dealers are and violent they are. Who's to say that they won't take one of these ATF guns that walked across the border, shoot an innocent 12-year-old child, and then maybe kill the killer and plant the gun there, and then have their grieving parents or somebody posing as the parents on Mexican TV crying, and then bring in a lawsuit against the government and maybe multiply that 10 times, 100 times, or 1,000 times? Do you think that's a possibility? And
they're not real creative, but I think you just gave them an outstanding idea. if they haven't thought about it, I think you just gave it to them.
Well, I think if somebody like me that rode the short school bus to school can figure it out, I figure they can too. But what's your opinion on why they did this? What do you think is the rationale behind it? Because it makes no sense, because they weren't trying to track the guns at all.
No, they weren't. And, you know, the bigger question I would have on this one, Mike, is why did you leave the southern border open in the first place to allow the drug gangs to get a distribution network inside this country? The MS-13 gangs are operating in every major city, moving billions of dollars worth of drugs. You know, I mean, God in heaven. It makes absolutely no sense at all. While we have TSA now moving from the airports out into bus terminals, train stations, street corners, sporting events, there to grope and harass you at the point of an MP5, we leave the southern border wide open for anybody and anything that wants to walk across it.
Well, speaking of DHS, if you go to YouTube and just punch in DHS space FAST, those mobile mine screening vans are going to go, they got planned to go to sporting events.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, have you seen that?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it is scary. My personal opinion about the guns to walk across the border, I think that they're hoping that enough guns from American dealers would fan out into Mexico, using crimes, and then they'd use that as an excuse to shut down all gun dealers.
Well,
but I think they weren't counting on principled agents and the ATF and others who saw the insanity of it and blew the whistle, and this thing is blowing up in their face, and I hope some very big people get burned over it. You know?
I do as well. Hey, thank you for your call, Mike. I wanted to play a clip here. Speaking about people that are doing unwarranted things and actually disgusting, this came from a Fox 10 News out in Arizona. And, well, I'll just let you listen to the clip. Now, this is our guys with the shiny badges and the guns, that they have force continuum, authorization to pull out a weapon and blow your head off. You need to listen to this.
Two officers responded separately to a domestic disturbance near Central and Baseline in South Phoenix. The victim was combative and it turned into a brief scuffle. At some point through all this, the family dog was shot and killed, and the moments later, the unarmed victim was shot too.
Killed him for no reason. They just shot him.
The emotional mother of 29-year-old Daniel Rodriguez. The two were having an argument yesterday when she called 911. Officer Richard Crisman and another officer responded. She gave them permission to go inside.
I said, don't hurt him. Whatever you do, don't hurt him. And not even a minute later, we heard the shot. They went in there, I gave them permission to go in there, and they killed him.
According to police, when the officers entered the home, the 29-year-old told them to leave, saying they needed a warrant. Officer Crisman then pulled out his gun, put it to the man's head, and said, I don't need no warrant, followed by an expletive.
The expletive was MF-er. Okay, these are your police. We'll continue here.
Into a heated argument and scuffle, the victim was tased twice. Crisman allegedly shot and killed the family dog, then shot and killed Rodriguez, as the two argued.
It's extremely unusual.
This is Chief Jack Harris, the Phoenix Police Department.
To have this kind of a situation.
Chief Jack Harris tried to calm nerves today as this killing sent shockwaves through South Phoenix and the department.
We will investigate this thoroughly, and we will do everything possible to make sure that we have the facts and that we take appropriate action based on facts.
Crisman was booked on aggravated assault, but many are expecting that to change.
Yeah, they're thinking that the charges could definitely be upgraded. Officer Crisman has been on the force for 9 years. The chief says he's had a few disciplinary problems in the past, but nothing that would rise to this level. The other officer, who was there and watched this all happen, told investigators that as he watched this, it made yesterday, quote, the worst day of his life. I'm Andrew Hasbin, Fox 10 News.
Andrew, live tonight, Officer Frank Marino, he's the chairman of PLEA, the Police Officers Union. You heard all of this. What's your take on what happened?
Well, John, at this point in time, we're standing behind our officer.
Yeah, and I get that. I understand the thin blue line, but you've got to admit, some of this stuff, if true, let me put up the graphic. I mean, this is You're talking about your first contact with a suspect, and this is what is said. He says, I don't need no warrant and an expletive, and pulls out a gun and allegedly puts it against this suspect's head. That's according to his partner.
That's correct. And at this point, it's what it is. It's an allegation. There's an investigation that's going on. There's actually
Frank,
two investigations.
I know all that. I get all that. But okay. Let's be honest here. A reasonable person would listen to that and say, that is outrageous.
They would. But we do have what's called due process. We do have civil rights.
Not for us.
And there's also the presumption that a person is innocent until proven guilty.
Can you think of a scenario, Frank, where that would be warranted? And again, this is from his partner. This is from his own partner.
Right. I understand. But there's two sides to every story. We're only at this point getting one side of the story. And until the investigation's complete, we just have to let justice run its course.
Okay. Sergeant Virgilio, he is a 14-year veteran. He is the partner who was with him that day. He was out on the call. He called it the worst day of his life. And he said at no point did he feel threatened by this guy. The guy was unarmed, and he did not understand why this officer pulled out a gun.
Okay, well, I don't know all the dynamics of the situation or the specifics of the situation, but these...
Okay, we can stop it right there because the rest is just dancing in front of the media. But when a police sergeant of 14 years is witness to something like this, and is the law there for law enforcement as well? Is the due process for them as well? Well, absolutely. But we have a problem here. Deanna, you're familiar with Indiana and
yes.
What they've just done with the Supreme Court ruling telling the people of Indiana that, look, hey, police don't need warrants to come in your home anymore.
Right. We have a media that shows cop shows where the police are busting in without a warrant, busting in when the people aren't home, and they have done this to indoctrinate the entire population who watch television that's a process that they go through. And so people just expect that this is the right thing for the police to do. And it's egregious. Absolutely egregious. There goes, the amendment right out the door.
Now, isn't it fascinating of the police department, the Phoenix Police Department? I can remember a one Jack McLamb that had to retire from the force, the most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix PD history. They tried to kill him, Deanna. They set him up on a call. He called for help, and there was no help coming. They actually tried to set him up to kill him.
Why?
Because he saw years ago, and I think we're going back better than 20 years now, he saw things going on within that department, and he wasn't going along with it. Jack McLamb at that time, he was the golden child. He was the PR front guy for the Phoenix Police Department, and he did a lot of good work in the community. But then he started to ask questions about their policy, and the more that he asked questions, the more he was more or less
ostracized, yeah.
By his own, here's the mentality with police, is you don't trust anybody else. You only trust a fellow officer. That's the only people you can trust. And everybody that you encounter out in the streets of America is a potential threat to your life, so you treat it accordingly.
And they used to be considered peace officers. I had a policeman come to my house one day. He had called me and, he emailed me because I was, I had a little 9/11 list. And he wanted to know about 9/11 and he wanted to be able to get some documentation, some videos and whatnot. Hmm. And he said that he really didn't want anybody to know that he was interested because the other police officers in his unit would ostracize him for asking questions that went against the official version. These people are obedience trained.
Well, and many of them are ex-military.
Sure.
And this is what you do. You do not, and the guy that went against the Macedonia UN orders, Michael New. You remember that story, where he was to be sent to Macedonia and put under United Nations control, and he said, wait a minute here. He said, I didn't join the military to start taking orders from a foreign commander, and I will not do that. Well,
all right, yes.
He was bounced out of the military, but these people are taught to do one thing, and that's to follow orders. You do not question. You do it with immediacy and great dispatch when you are given an order, and you don't question it. That is poppycock. Whether you're a police officer, whether you're a man in the military in uniform, you have a duty to the Constitution of the country, irrespective of the military courts and the Uniform Military Code of Justice. You have an obligation and a duty. You weren't born into a military uniform. You weren't born into a police uniform. And you guys are going to have to make a choice here, whether it's to the ruin and destruction of this country and you just hanging around for a paycheck or your retirement funds, or if you're going to stand with the American people. That's what this is coming down to. Let's go back to the phones here. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, John and Deanna.
Hi.
Hi.
I would just say, to quote Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead, what a long, strange trip this has been.
And it ain't over.
I know. Well, the reason I called in was about the Dave McGowan show also, Deanna. I only caught the last hour of it due to being out of range with my cell phone. I couldn't listen. And I discovered his website, I want to say, at least 4 years ago, and started reading about Laurel Canyon. And what happened with me is it felt like I'd been kicked in the gut, because the music that I grew up listening to formed who I am, how I think, and now I found out that all of those people were government agents or children of government agents.
Right.
I knew a few of them were, or I had my, you know, suspicions about some, but, you know, just, I mean, I've been looking into MK Ultra and all that stuff since about, I want to say 1998, and, well, 96, 97, that was my wake-up call to what was really going on in this world, and realizing that my government is not my government, I've disowned it, and I would just encourage everybody who was raised on that kind of music, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Joni Mitchell, the Turtles, the Byrds, the anybody who was anybody during the late 60s and 70s, all of the 70s. Go to Dave McGowan's website and look at it. Read the Laurel Canyon, Inside the LC, it's called. And it is atrocious. There were mass murders, Charlie Manson. It ties in Charlie Manson with the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys were there partying. The Monkees, for goodness sake. Davy Jones and Peter Tork and Mickey Dolenz and whatever the other guy's name was. They were heavy-duty druggies.
Yeah.
They were party guys. The people that we were sold on television as, oh, yeah, you can watch that. That's a cute show, honey.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were up to their ears in filth.
And the whole thing was designed to vilify the anti-war movement.
Right.
Another,
exactly.
Yes. I mean, it was just a big psyop, and so many people bought into it. And, yes, by all means, everyone should listen to that program and go to Dave McGowan's site.
Even the song that, John, it's one of your bumpers that I really like a lot. It's Something's Happening Here. What It Is Ain't Exactly Clear.
Yeah, yeah.
That song wasn't written about protesting the war. It was written about they were going to close down a little club in Hollywood, and several hundred or even maybe a thousand people decided to protest, and that's what that song was written about, was they were going to close down their drug club. I mean, everything I thought I knew is a lie, and it surely gets on my nerves.
It's disturbing because I'm discovering things that I believe to be true and correct to find out that there was nothing but a damned lie. And it's disturbing. Can you imagine that the people, Melissa, that have not been listening to this network and don't understand what's really going on in this country and who's doing the fooling and who's manipulating and fooling other people? I mean, my God in heaven, when they're generally brain dead out there in America, they wake up tomorrow morning and they don't have a country left. Imagine their state of mind, what they're going to be going through. All right.
Thanks, Deanna. I listen to you every chance I get.
Thank you,
John.
Thank you. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Linda in Ohio. Hello, Linda.
I first started listening to alternative news many years ago when my husband happened to buy a shortwave radio for the first Gulf War, and I turned that radio on, and what a surprise.
Yeah.
I used to listen to you and Mark on your show. Mm-hmm. And Diana, what a pleasant surprise. The reason I called in is for a comment and a question. For months, I have been contemplating sending you an email, Deanna, I'm sorry, complimenting you on your unique show. And every time I begin to decide how to put my compliments into words, you top the next show even better. And so I haven't sent an email, so I'm glad I could comment on your show, John. Your interviewing skills, Deanna, are just impeccable, and your responses are genuine and refreshing and extremely knowledgeable. And I just wanted to tell you that on the air because I couldn't send you an email because you kept getting better and better.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Linda, you have a question. Yeah, there. I was just going to ask you your question.
Okay. I'm a widower, and and most of my friends are, and I've heard all the male responses to how to prepare for an uncertain future, and I just wanted to ask Deanna, from a woman's perspective, with with children on our side, how would you suggest we prepare? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Well, there's several ways of preparing, and you have to prepare in emotionally. You have to prepare physically. And, I mean, I personally think you should buy lead in food.
Yep. And also non-hybrid seeds.
Yes, absolutely. And a grain mill, one that is manual. You should have some hard assets. Just prepare to be independent. And certainly, have a little plot, even if it's in your backyard, where you can plant those seeds. But these are things that we used to do that people used to do automatically. Everybody had a garden, everybody did this kind of thing, and now hardly anybody does that anymore. People don't sew anymore, they're not independent anymore, and it's a shame. And we need to get those skills back.
It is going to be a real shock to a lot of people that have just been bumping along, taking punch after punch. And Deanna, my God, I don't even have, being in radio for 20 years, I can't even adequately express my dismay, my anger, my frustration. I try to maintain as best as I can, as we all do. We try to be as professional as we can behind the microphone. But it's getting to the point where it's just pull your hair out maddening. Well, there's the music. And you've just did a four-hour marathon today with a little break in there. And I appreciate it very much, Deanna.
You're welcome.
And
thank you for the opportunity.
Spingola.com, Spingola, The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Pick up a copy of the book, read it, and then give it to a friend. Now, maybe you better buy two copies because you're going to want to have that book back for reference. Deanna, thanks again. And thank you. Thank you all for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. There will be some changes on the airwaves come a Monday, and we're always trying to keep the best of the best and keep this whole thing going. Thank you, and we'll see you Monday.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.